So where are you spending the holidays? If it's away from home, listen up. We're hoping to make that challenging journey just a little easier.
Peter Greenberg is the travel editor for CBS News, and he's got some tips to help you through this. Hiya, Peter.
I'm doing just fine. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good. You've got a whole to-do list for holiday travel, and one bit of advice can really make the difference between a relaxing flight or a really tough one. It's how to get an upgrade.
Well, that's getting tougher and tougher these days because, as you know, there are fewer and fewer airlines out there. There are fewer and fewer flights. That means the same number, if not more, people are competing for fewer numbers of seats. So getting that upgrade is getting tougher. But the best way to get the upgrade is not to ask for one. How about that?
Really?
Wow.
Yes, because when you get to the counter, there have already been about 40 people ahead of you who've just walked up there in a one-dimensional way saying, can I have an upgrade? And the answer, of course, is no. And then they all look like the circle of men in the movie, you know, Midnight Express, walking around in a circle like sick Cocker Spaniels, never going to get anywhere. The best way to get an upgrade is to realize that that gate agent, that counter agent, has been beaten up 100 times before you got there. So the last thing you want to do is ask for the upgrade. Just be nice. How about just be nice? How about just engage them in a conversation about their life, their job, their hopes, their fears, their junior high school years, anything other than the upgrade? And then do what my mother always told you to do, write your thank you letters. Because you know what? These guys are unsung heroes, and they're usually unheralded to begin with. They've been beaten up by their own company before they even got the chance to beat you up. So the point is, be nice and dress for it. Don't show up there with the Birkenstocks and the copy of a tattered Lonely Planet guide and think you're going to get upgraded because it ain't going to happen.
Good advice there. Hey, everyone hates waiting at the dreaded luggage carousel. Is there a method to packing for carry-ons that, you know, won't put it back into the to make it be carried out?
To check it.
Yeah.
Well, there's two things. First of all, in my book, there are only two kinds of airline bags: carry-on and lost. We know that. So what you really want to do is look, Christmas is not a news bulletin. We know when it is. It doesn't just arrive. It's been there all year long. So if you know where you're going and you have at least 3 to 4 days in advance, then you courier your bags ahead of you. You can use FedEx or UPS. You send it on standard ground. And for about $20 more than the airlines want to charge you for losing your bag, guess what? You save 2 hours of your life. Your bags go door to door. They're waiting for you when you get there. And you're not standing in line anywhere. That's the first thing. But if you have to check bags, then you know what you got to do? Invest about $20 in a small little digital scale. And it actually hangs on the handle of your bag. You get to weigh it at home before you leave. Why? Because when you go to the store and you buy a pound of meat or fish or produce, you're on scales that are inspected by the city. I want to know who's inspecting the scales at the airports. Nobody. Mm-hmm. All right, it's your word against theirs. So this $20 digital scale, it's quite portable and light. You weigh your bag before you leave home. You make sure it's under 50 pounds. So when you put it on that airport scale and they tell you, oh, it's 54 pounds, it's going to cost you another $100, you can say, really? Look at this scale. And next thing you know, you win. Otherwise, you're opening up your bag and trying to shove everything into your carry-on bag, and you look like a refugee before you ever get on the plane.
Yeah, so you win and you get an upgrade, right, Peter?
Well, if you have to take stuff out of your bag, just make sure it's something you can actually wear that looks nice.
Thank you very much, and happy holidays.
Same to you guys.
Thank you.
That's Peter Greenberg. He's the travel editor for CBS News.